Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Welcome to day 9 of Kez's Christmas Clawlander. It's almost Christmas. Have you done all your shopping? Have you got all your presents wrapped up? Sure hope so. I sure to God hope so. This year we gathered 12 writers from the Hawk and Cleaver community and we let them dip their hands into our secret Santa bucket. And from the bucket, each writer pulled out a word and from that word they were asked to write and narrate a very, very short story. Today's word was present. And the story is Little Sammy, written, narrated, and edited by Carl Hughes. With evil Christmas jingling music by Duncan Muggleton, and he's done as a seasonal spin on the original The Other Stories theme tune by Tom Robson. So, enjoy.
Little Sammy couldn't sleep. It was like this every year. He told himself he wouldn't look, that he wouldn't let it get to him this time, but it always did. The fireplace stood at the end of the bed, though it hadn't seen any real fire in decades. But the Christmas stocking that dangled from its mantelpiece shone brighter than any fire ever could. Well, at least it did in the mind of Little Sammy. Joining the Present Fulfillment Training Academy was something Little Sammy had always dreamed of since being a young boy. It was all he ever talked about to his friends at school. So naturally, when a spot opened up at the academy, he leapt at the opportunity. And to his friends and family's surprise, he was accepted. Joining the PFTA wasn't like any other regular school though. Every cadet would need to move up north, where the winds blew coldest. Little Sammy's family tried to pretend it didn't bother them when he left, but it did. They told him they would try to visit, of course, but that was a lie. The trek was difficult, and only the fittest of young men even stood a chance of making it. The winters lasted longer up north, much, much longer. This was to ensure that there was plenty of time for all the present posties to make their deliveries around the world. Being a present postie was the real reason Sammy joined the academy in the first place. To see the world, to deliver those presents, to make a difference. That's what Jim did. On his first day at the academy, Sammy was assigned as Jim's apprentice. Sammy would learn the ropes, prepare the presents, and clean the toilet, all whilst learning the job of present postie. The system sounded fair in the beginning, but Sammy soon realised that present posties rarely gave up their position so easily. In fact, they clung to them like a weeping child would cling to an old teddy bear. A few of Sammy's fellow cadets had finally become present posties themselves. The masters hadn't passed their positions on willingly, though. They held to their position as tightly as Jim did. Instead, something more tragic is usually what ends a present postie's career. A trip, a fall, a sleigh accident. When a present postie dies, their apprentice can finally take the reins. That's how an apprentice gets promoted up here, through their master's death. Present posties always delivered their own apprentice's gift, personally. That included Master Jim and Little Sammy. Every winter, whilst laying in his cold bed, Little Sammy would have thoughts about Jim, about what might befall him whilst out on his rounds. Maybe he wouldn't make it back this year. Maybe he wouldn't be able to fulfil his duties. Maybe Sammy's Christmas stocking would remain empty. At that point, Little Sammy would have his chance. His chance to prove himself to everyone back home. His chance to make a real difference in this world. The night grew darker and the cold grew sharper. Sammy stared at the Christmas stocking just like he had the previous winters. This year would be different. He could feel it in the cold air. He stared so hard at that stocking that tears began to spill from his eyes. As he drifted to sleep, those tears froze in place to his cheek and would remain there until Christmas morning.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.